On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent. At 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
More details have been released by police this lunchtime following a suspected acid attack in Dartford. It's now been confirmed a 23-year-old man suffered serious facial injuries and is still in hospital. Lucy's got the latest for KMFM.
Well, it happened while he sat in his car on Keys Road on Sunday afternoon after withdrawing money from a cash machine at a nearby supermarket. A teenager who was also in the car and another man who stopped nearby have also been treated in hospital but allowed back home. Police have been looking through CCTV and calling at homes in the area. Tests are also being carried out on the substance. The suspects are described as two young men wearing dark clothes and crash helmets with tinted visors.
KMFM News.
Four children aged 3, 4, 6 and 8 have died in a house fire in Stafford. Emergency services were called to the blaze in the Highfields area in the early hours of this morning. There's a big hole in the roof and the windows are blown out. Sky's Becky Johnson is at the scene with firefighters.
They found two adults and a fifth child who'd managed to get out of the house. They were treated at the scene. They were then taken to hospital. We're told their injuries aren't life-threatening, but very, very sadly indeed, four children passed away in the fire.
It's not known yet how it started. Meantime, a woman's been arrested in Paris after a fire in a residential apartment block killed 10 people. Police believe it was an arson attack. Dozens more have been injured. A man in his 30s from Gravesend has died in a crash on the A2 in Stroud. The silver Mercedes he was driving overturned at the Three Crutches roundabout just before 2:30 this morning. The road was closed for more than 7 hours. Crash investigators are keen to hear from anyone who saw what happened or has dashcam footage.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested 5 days after an armed robbery at a beautician's in Raynham. One person was injured when three people went into the store on the High Street last Friday. A man in his 40s from Gillingham is in custody. More than 250 cannabis plants have been found being grown in a warehouse in Dover. Police say they also found an air rifle and a bayonet when they uncovered the drugs factory in Holmston Road off Poulton Close on Friday. A 30-year-old man from the town has been arrested and released while investigations continue. Now, we've been warned about the number of children who don't understand the rules when it comes to consent online. The Safer Internet Centre claims they're often failing to ask permission before sharing others' information. Its study to mark Safer Internet Day suggests almost half of youngsters don't think before they post. Mental health campaigner Natasha Devon says there are basic principles parents should teach their kids.
I remember when I was very young, actually, my mum saying to me, anything that you write down could one day pop up again. And it's essentially the same thing. Don't commit it to the internet unless you're prepared for anybody that you might meet in the future to confront you with it at some point.
Meantime, the school's minister suggested banning mobile phones in schools to protect children. But what do you think? You can vote in our Twitter poll today. Just follow at KMFM News. Firefighters have been called to Paddock Wood after smoke was seen coming from a fish and chip shop. Crews found a small blaze in the building on Maidstone Road just after 10 this morning. We're told no one's been hurt. And huge heritage projects underway to reconnect part of Kent with its military roots. £2 million is going to be spent on regenerating Fort Amherst in Chatham. The plans include creating a new entrance from the town centre. Keith Gulvin is from the Fort Amherst Heritage Trust.
Bringing back into public domain the last part of Fort Amherst, which has remained derelict for more than 35 years. So this actually now brings to a head our plans of more than 35 years to achieve this.
Work's also being done to turn the Spur Battery, which is the highest point in Chatham, into a 200-seat amphitheatre for outdoor music and performances.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with news on a former Man United manager and reaction to last night's game in the Premier League, here's Ish.
Well, Jose Mourinho has been sentenced for tax fraud in Spain. The 56-year-old has been fined nearly £2 million over his time coaching Real Madrid in 2011 and 2012. He's done a deal with prosecutors and accepted a one-year jail term, which he won't have to serve. Elsewhere, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp admits his players need to raise their game if they're going to deliver the club's first league title since 1990. They missed the chance to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League to 5 points after being held to a second consecutive 1-1 draw at West Ham last night.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.